streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a Friday and we are filled. It's going to be good. It's The Herd, live in L.A., wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. 1 hour from now, off a smoking 4-1 week, our blazing 5. It is another dog week. We went heavy dogs last week. A lot of dogs this week. It's great to have you in. Joy Taylor is joining me. Joy, how are you?
I'm great. That was something last night, huh?
Well, I mean, short week, shut a team out. Intercept everybody. I thought New England's defense looked great.
That was New England's defense was feasting.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
So let me just throw this out there, and I don't think it's crazy. Tom Brady and Mac Jones, Super Bowl. Is it off the table? This morning I went and looked it up. The number one seed in the AFC is Tennessee. The early line, New England is favored over Tennessee next week by a field goal. Buffalo. All right. New England plays them twice in the next 5 weeks. We'll find out. But you start checking boxes. Who has the best coach in the NFL? Right now, arguably the best defense, the best special teams. They're top 5 in sacks. They're top 5 in run game. O-line's top 10. Best offensive coordinator. Check, 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 check. New England. Belichick's done this before. 2001, a young quarterback, gangly, not very athletic, can't do anything off script. Remember that? Let's put up Mac Jones and Brady's first 11 starts. Oh, they're identical. Mac's are a little better. I'd say that's because it's more of a passing league. But go back to 2001. You know who the number one seed was? It was the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were built around defense. They had a respected defensive head coach. Dynamic athletic quarterback. Sort of like the Bills this year. The number three seed that year in 2001 was the Raiders. They sound a lot like Kansas City this year. They had a dynamic coach people thought was creative, Gruden. Two star receivers, Tim Brown, Jerry Rice, quarterback having a Pro Bowl year, average defense. That was the Raiders. And by the way, who did that Belichick-Brady team beat in the Super Bowl? This wild offensive team with all sorts of weapons, the St. Louis Rams. Who would this team face in the Super Bowl? Either Tampa, Arizona, Dallas, Rams. It's crazy smart offense with all sorts of weapons. It is not crazy. By the way, that 2001 year had a quarterback controversy. Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady, is Bledsoe going to get his job back? This year had a little camp quarterback controversy. Cam, Mac, is Mac beating Cam out? You know, you got to start Cam. He's been here, and they went with Mac, and there's no turning back. That team that won the Super Bowl was the 6-rated defense and the 6-rated offense. This team is the 6-rated offense and the 2nd-rated defense. In their ways, a high-flying offense. Kansas City, that was Raiders. In their way, a great defense. Then was Pittsburgh, now it's Buffalo. By the way, that 2001 team, like this team, we were lamenting, they don't have a lot of weapons. It's Troy Brown and David Patton. And what are we saying about this? Hunter Henry, Nelson Aguilar, N'Keal Harry. New England will be favored next week over Tennessee, the number one seed. And they play Buffalo twice in the next 5 weeks. It is not off the table at all. They don't make mistakes. You get more penalties. You turn it over more. Defense, coaching, special teams, efficiency. You know, we all fall in love with these quarterbacks that run around. Go to the last 7-8 Super Bowls. A lot of Goffs and Garoppolos and Bradys and Matt Ryans and Nick Foles and Peyton Manning. And a lot of the recent Super Bowls. Bill Simmons came on my show a couple of weeks ago. He was on this like two, three weeks ago. Remember Bill?
He's been way more consistent than every other rookie quarterback we've had. Let's go through the AFC teams. Tell me what AFC team you like. All right, you say the Bills. Okay. All right. Who's owned Buffalo over the last 20 years? What human being has owned them? Owned them. Bill Belichick. Ravens, do you trust their defense? I don't. Kansas City, have you liked what you've seen? I don't. Do you like the Raiders or Chargers? I don't. Baker's got one arm. Cross them off. Steelers have Roethlisberger. No thanks. Go through the teams. Tennessee, no Derrick Henry. The Colts, Carson Wentz. I'm getting ideas, Colin. I'm going to be honest. I'm getting ideas. This is starting to feel 2001-ish to me.
Short week, shut out, an offensive-minded franchise. I don't know. I think I've seen it before. Mac Jones knows what he is and really knows what he's not. 25-0, short week. Brady, Mac Jones, not off the table. All right, here's what's very much on the table. Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott, Kansas City and Dallas this weekend. The wise guys like Kansas City. I like Dallas. It's interesting. Put their numbers up this year. Mahomes is the highest paid quarterback. Dak's the 3rd highest paid quarterback. Dak's having the better year. It's interesting. Both have a offensive signal caller like an Andy Reid and a real smart Eric Bieniemy offensive guy and the McCarthy's offense and Kellen Moore. Both have good offensive lines, not great. Both have talented running games, really good weapons. Both have stability at ownership, you know, veteran head coach. It's really interesting. Let's just talk for a second about successful NFL quarterbacks, people that we all deem successful, the 12 to 15. It's really interesting. They start, it really works two ways. They either come in and blow us away with their talent, and we have no questions. You know, Lamar, I mean, Justin Herbert, literally we were 6 starts in. We're like, yeah, they got quarterback figured out for 10 years. It was 6 starts. Kyler Murray, very quickly. Mahomes. You know, you either come into the league and we're all like, whoa, they got their guy for 15 years. Or you slowly grow into it. Breeze, Russell Wilson, Brady, Dak. You kind of grow into it. You may win more than we think you should win. And you're like, I don't know. You move around. It's not very pretty. And then you grow into being a star. And, you know, Mahomes and Dak, Mahomes was the, by the second year, we are already talking about, it's going to be the highest paid player ever. Dak, it was a two-year debate. He got franchised. And I argued for 2 years, yeah, you can't pay him big money. But I'll say this about Dak. And it's just kind of a feeling that Dak, Mahomes is the classic, blew us away, no doubt, pay him now. Dak is the classic, he's winning, I don't love how it looks, but he builds himself like a Russell, a Breeze, a Brady into a great quarterback. Dak to me, and the saying Joy and I talk about, and Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah talk about it, it's called the confetti quarterback. Can I see you hoisting the Lombardi trophy and confetti coming down? And I say without any reservation, we all know Mahomes has done it, and I now feel Dak can do it with no reservation. And it's funny because I was thinking this morning, I thought, all right, who's in the confetti crowd? It's way smaller than you think. And I mean no reservation. I had Mahomes and Josh Allen, Dak, Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, and Russell Wilson. No reservation. There's no, I can see it. I can see the pick. We've already seen it with Aaron. We've already seen it with Brady. We've already seen it with Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson. But with Dak and Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, I can absolutely picture it. The big kid from Wyoming or Kyler Murray, the little guy running around. See it. And everybody else, I'm like, Ryan Tannehill, I'm like, maybe. Lamar Jackson. He's kind of plateaued. Matt Stafford, Carson Wentz. I can't unsee all those years of bad interceptions. Derek Carr. His franchise. He's not good enough to overcome his franchise. That confetti group is way smaller than you think it is. But what I love about it's the dichotomy of the NFL. There's no better example in the league of the two groups where successful quarterbacks come from than Mahomes, wow quality. We don't even argue it. It's like, oh yeah, he's going to be the highest paid. And there's no better example of, man, it takes a while to grow affection for him than Dak. He went 13-3. I still didn't buy it. I just didn't look right. I didn't like the way he threw stuff in the dirt, open guys, kind of athletic, but not that athletic. And this weekend we got both. Because successful quarterbacks, they either blow you away or it's a slow build. And there's no greater examples than Mahomes and Dak for those categories. Interesting Mac Jones numbers last night. The box score is so Patriots, it hurts. If you had not watched the game and you just looked at the box score, it is the most Patriot box score ever. One of my thoughts. Also, you know how we do blind quarterback resume? And we put up all these numbers, and you have to guess the quarterback. And it's always like somebody that you don't love a lot as quarterback. And then we unveil it, and you're like, wow, that quarterback's way better than I thought. I'm going to do a blind coach resume. There's a coach in this league. I don't know any of you think he's any good. And I think he's way better than you think. And I think he's a confetti coach as well. And most of you don't.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This Black Friday experience, the magic of a great night's sleep. Casper Limited Time, 20% off for their Black Friday sale online at Casper.com. Casper.com/promo for more details. So the box score is such a Patriot box score. They made Atlanta really bad on third down, 2 for 11. They had 5 times more rushing yards, fewer penalties, fewer turnovers, and 1 time of possession. They were really efficient. Nothing blows you away, but they do all the things that the Patriots do well. And, you know, with Mac Jones, it's interesting. He threw one ball over 20 yards all night. They're not winning because of him, but they're not winning in spite of him. They're just winning with him. And that's what he did at Alabama. They're winning with him. It's not because of him, and it's not in spite of him. They're just winning with him. And Belichick always has that motto, do your job. He does his job. He knows what he is. He knows what he's not. One of the things I like about Mac Jones is he's comfortable with Mac Jones. Zach Wilson with the Jets is trying to prove, I think, a little showy. He's trying to show you his talent. This is what I am. And Mac Jones, he's good with what he is. Like, I'm going to sit back here. I'm going to lead my defense, my coach, in our running game. This is not my team right now. We're winning with me. It reminds me a little bit of Dak, who came out, went 13-3 the first year, and Dak knew what he wasn't. But he was very good at what he was. Leadership, sturdy, move when he had to. But that team was led by what? The offensive line and the run game. So Dak didn't have to lead them, but he got out of his way. He knew what he was. He was comfortable with what he wasn't. At that point, he's not going to the line pre-snap and outthinking everybody. And right now, Mac Jones, you know, he's not going to move around. That's not what he is. There is comfort for teammates when you're not trying to be something you're not. Dak has grown into a great quarterback. Took him time.
Even his college coach, Dan Mullen, said he's not going to blow you away with his arm. If Dak wasn't the kind of guy that walks in and you're like, oh, look at that. It's not who he is. Mac's not going to blow you away with his arm. He's also not going to blow you away, you know, moving around. But Dak and Mac are really, really good leaders, and they're comfortable doing what they do. And last night, he's 22 of 26, 200 yards, a TD, and a passer rating of 98. With this defense and this coach and this running game, you're probably going to win almost every game you play. I mean, really, if you look at the, go back to Dak's rookie year and look at his numbers. Well, you had the best offensive line probably in a decade, and you had Zeke was the best running back in the league. If you go back and Mac and Dak's first year, look at the numbers. They about 240 a game. You know, Dak was, I mean, a little bit more of a wow player than Mac. Dak could move a lot better. Dak's a bigger, thicker, more mobile athlete. But, I mean, 18 TDs, two picks with the best offensive line. They had good receivers. You're seeing the same thing. It's a lot of leadership, knowing what they are, not having to prove to you, hey, I am – no, there's – hey, if you look at a team, this is the Baker thing. Great O-line, great running back. Nice weapons. Sometimes you feel with Baker, the Cleveland staff is coaching him out of himself. They don't trust him. They're going to coach him down. He always trusted Dak. I watched Mac, and I'm like, I trust him. Troy Aikman talked about it last night.
He does an excellent job for a young player of getting through his progressions. And a lot of times, you can fool a young quarterback and give some different looks. And when you watch a young guy, there's more than once in a ball game where you say, I don't know about that throw, but not with Mac Jones. I mean, he sees it very well. You can tell that he was really well coached because he just plays beyond his years for it to be so early in his career.
That's what they said about Dak. Dak threw only four interceptions his first year. Like Mac Jones, he never made the horrible throw. We didn't see a lot of great throws, and he only threw about 27, 28 times a game. But we were talking about his leadership, better than we thought. We had our doubts, played down south. I don't know. Dak, you know, Tebow quality. Mac, you're like, it's all his teammates. A lot of similarities. A lot of similarities. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Cowboys, Chiefs. Sunday on Fox.
That will be the highest rated regular season game, maybe in a couple years. I want to see something profoundly fun. Don't care who wins. Give me something fun.
Yes.
We've seen a lot of blowouts this year.
We deserve a fun, high-profile matchup. And both offenses are coming off strong performances in Week 10. And Mahomes praised Dak's play throughout this season in his career.
He's a tremendous leader. He's been a starter in the league for a long time now. He's athletic. You can see that by the way he played in college, and he can make a lot of big-time throws. And so they have a great offense over there. They have a great team over there. So it'll be a great challenge for us to going up against them this week.
Well, the Chiefs are favored by 2.5 against the Cowboys, according to Fox Bets. And it is at home, so they should be favored in this situation. Dallas's defense is 10th in points allowed per game and 15th in yards allowed per game. Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence are out on Sunday.
I would feel a lot better for Dallas. I did not put it in my Blazing Five, and the reason is Randy Gregory. If Randy Gregory played, I would be guaranteed pressure on Mahomes for four quarters. Without him, I don't feel that way.
Well, Tyron Smith was also limited in practice, so he has a chance to return on Sunday after an ankle injury. I would agree. The Dallas's defense is what I would lean on in this game if I'm going to go with Dallas, and him being out is a big factor.
Now, Dak's playing better than Mahomes right now. That's indisputable.
It's really what this is going to come down to in this game is defense. It's not the sexiest, but that's what it's going to come down to. Yeah. Because to me, obviously, the Chiefs need this game more than Dallas does. Like,
right.
If Dallas loses this game on the road, they're going to be fine. Now, if they go get blown out, I might feel differently, but I don't anticipate them getting blown out. So this is a game that the Chiefs really need. Also, I mean, look, the Chiefs beat a division opponent last week. It's not nothing. But I wasn't wowed by that performance. Like, they did what they were needed to do to win that game.
Right.
If they win this game, all of my anxieties about what the Chiefs are doing will get thrown out of the window, because this is a good team. This is a Super Bowl contending team in the Dallas Cowboys. And you should be able, if you are a Super Bowl contender, to beat this team, like, especially with Randy Gregory out. So I'm with you. Like, I can't go anywhere near this game, but I'm so interested to see how it ends up turning out, and it should be a good watch this Sunday on Fox. So Justin Fields has shown his potential in a few starts as a rookie this season, and he has impressed his offensive coordinator, Bill Lazor, with how he has been preparing. He said he's willing to work and appears to be happy to work at it and grind at it. And the job at the quarterback is mentally exhausting from time to time. From the time he walks in the building, you know, he's always getting coached. It just never stops. Some guys just can't. They have to shut it down. Then they just zone off or whatever. But he's just stayed glued in and worked at it. So he's a grinder. You like to hear that?
I thought he had a bad work ethic. Didn't somebody say that before the draft? Wasn't that like a storyline or something?
Yeah. I mean, look, he's overcoming a lot in Chicago on the offensive side of the ball. They have the 25th ranked offensive line this season, according to Pro Football Focus.
He's, you know what I see when I see him? Every time I see him, he's a little better.
Well, that's all you can ask for from a rookie quarterback. Look, the rookie quarterback conversation is getting a little bit derailed with Mac Jones. I think everyone's getting a little too high, even if you watched the game last night.
Yeah.
Mac Jones is doing a great job. Not taking anything away from what Mac Jones is doing. It is very impressive to be that mature, that self-aware.
And don't make terrible throws.
Doesn't make terrible throws. He had one last night.
Yeah.
He overcame it.
Yep.
And you could see with Mac Jones, it's a quality similar to, and I'm not going to put Tom in this conversation, so I'll use someone else, Lamar Jackson, who is very visibly upset. Not that you have to do that, but body language is something. You know, when you can see that someone's obviously made a mistake and they're like, okay, I know I made a mistake. I'm not indifferent to this mistake that I made. He's doing all the right things. He went to the best situation.
By far.
It would actually be an indictment of him if he was struggling this year.
Oh, if Mac Jones was playing like Zach Wilson, we would say, well, if you can't, you're a bust. Like Zach Wilson, we don't say a bust. We're like, well, it's the Jets.
Right.
If Mac was doing what Zach was doing, we would be like, oh, he can't play in this league because the landing spot is so ideal.
Yeah, I don't know why that's like, that's not an indictment of Mac.
Right.
Two things can be true. He is doing everything that's asked of him. His maturity is impressive. He's delivering when he's being asked to. He's not making massive mistakes in crucial moments. And also, he went to the best situation.
Right.
So if he was truly struggling, I would be questioning if he can even play in this league. And when it comes to Justin Fields, you just want to see, you know, incremental improvement single week. That's what should be expected. They play the Ravens this weekend. The Ravens are 5.5-point favorites, according to Fox Bet. So Steph Curry, just continuing his stellar season last night, led the Warriors to a comeback win over the Cavs. They were down 13 points at the start of the fourth, but Steph scored 20 of his 40 points in the final period, making 8 of 12 shots, including 4 of 7 three-pointers to help Golden State outscore Cleveland 36-8, so they got the 104-89 win. 104-89, and they were down 13 going into the fourth. So that should explain how that fourth quarter went.
Yeah, they really do have a nice balance of veteran players. Draymond, who, by the way, is really a good assist guy. Draymond Green, also part of my podcast network. They have a nice mix of veterans, been there, emerging kids, older veterans on the bench. They have a really nice mix of stuff here. It reminds me a little of Milwaukee last year, where you had your PJ Tucker, you know, you had your Drew Holiday, you had some old experienced veterans, then you had these kids, and then you had like a B player who had a little chip on his shoulder, Chris Middleton. Like Phoenix was different. Old guard, young kids, but Milwaukee was a lot of different things. I feel that with this Warriors team. I get a little old. I get a little banged up. I got a little young, emerging guys. Three or four guys not near their prime. Three or four guys in it, moving out of it. Even the bench has a little young, a little old. I like the Warriors right now.
Well, you're able to do that when you're a well-run organization that has a strong culture.
Yeah.
And a strong superstar that's similar to Milwaukee last year. Got to be a little patient. Sometimes, I mean, I think you and I were a little impatient with Milwaukee at times.
Yeah.
And you got to give them credit. They wrote it out and did what they needed to do and built it the right way.
Yeah.
But they build it the way that they can sustain it if their star stays there and he is there. And similarly, Steph Curry is there, leading the league in points per game with 29.5 and averaging 6.1 rebounds and 6.5 assists per game. Through 15 games last season, he was averaging 28.2 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 6.1 assists per game. So he's having a better season so far this year. And they are leading the league at 13-2.
It's fun, Joy, with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Yeah. It is. It is interesting. I like, I told you that this week, I like smart winning. Like, I like when New England wins. And I like when Golden State wins. Because I think we win as a consumer. Like, nothing's worse than poorly coached football. Like, you're watching a poorly coached team. And nothing's worse than basketball when, you know, you just, you feel like there's talent there and they can't glue it together. And, like, when I watch Golden State and New England, all's right in my world. Because I feel like you're getting the most out of the players. There's not a lot of ego. I just, I really like watching this Warriors team play. I really like watching New England. I want to go to Drew Bledsoe. Drew's. Oh, we just lost him. We'll try to get him back. Drew Bledsoe is going to join us today. He's he and Tom in the documentary. Tom's got a new documentary. Talks about Drew Bledsoe and that. Can I do my head coach thing? Can I do my head coach thing? The blind resume head coach thing. Or should I wait for Drew for a minute? You tell me. I want to do the head coach thing. I want to throw this up. So we do this about once a month. We do a blind resume with a quarterback. It's getting beat up by the media and fans. And we put the numbers up, and we compare them to a bunch of good quarterbacks, and all of a sudden, you know, you look at it, and you're like, we did it yesterday a little bit with Ryan Tannehill. You're like, oh, he's... So I'm going to do a blind... This coach, everybody rips. So this coach has a Super Bowl win, is 10-8 in the playoffs, has won 61% of his games all time. He's currently in first place in his second job. The last time he faced Bill Belichick, he beat him, and he has 6 division titles. That's a pretty good coach. 15 years of winning in the NFL. Who's the coach?
That's Mike
McCarthy. Mm. Now you say to yourself, Colin, Aaron Rodgers, okay, with 3 different quarterbacks, with Favre, with Aaron Rodgers, and Dak Prescott, 3 different quarterbacks, in the second year with them, all of them, there's a trend here. McCarthy got Favre, made some modifications, Favre was great, 13-3 second year. He got Aaron Rodgers, modifications, Aaron was great, 11-5 second year. He got Dak, second year, first place, Dak is an MVP. Even Andy Dalton last year was a better quarterback end of the year than beginning of the year. So don't listen to social media. You cannot be successful for 15 years doing anything, and it's somebody else is the reason why. I think McCarthy's a little, there's something in his mentoring, teaching, his coaching, that after quarterbacks and offenses have him for a year, they're noticeably better. I don't love his clock management, but I don't always love Bruce Arians' risk it, biscuit stuff. I don't always love Tomlin's rah-rah stuff, low on detail stuff. I don't like Pete's outdated offense. Outside of Belichick, you go to that next group of like Super Bowl coaches, we have an issue with something they all do. Andy Reid for years, it was clock management. I just think it's easy to say it's all Aaron Rodgers. McCarthy's in first place again. And they look like as good an offense as the league has. Their offense is better than Kansas City this morning. I don't know. You know, oh, it's luck. It's Aaron. I don't know. You know the big knock on him besides clock management? He couldn't get along with Aaron Rodgers. He's not the only one. I mean, that criticism's not...
That's starting to look like not a criticism anymore.
I mean, I'm sorry. You can't keep telling me everybody's lucky. Let's go to Drew Bledsoe, Super Bowl champ, 15 years in the NFL, Pro Bowler multiple times. So, by the way, take me to your first year, because we're talking about these young quarterbacks. Go back to your first year in the NFL. When did you go from completely lost to only sort of lost?
Oh, man. It depends on who you ask, Colin. Maybe I never did get there. I missed a few games in the middle, kind of in the middle of that season, and I got to go take a break for just a couple of games and kind of watch from the sidelines for a second. Then when I came back in, the game had slowed down a bit at that point.
Yeah.
But man, early on, man, it's kind of like sticking. The best way I've heard it described, I think Phil Simms said this way back in the day. You know, when you're a rookie quarterback, you get thrown out there. It's like you stick your head in a popcorn machine with all the popcorn going off, and you're trying to figure out which. And it's so you know, watching what some of these young guys are doing that are having some success, and watching Mac last night, it looks like the game's already slowed down for him pretty nice, which is really impressive.
So first episode of Tom Brady's new documentary details your relationship with Tom throughout his Super Bowl run. Does it ever bother you that you are kind of tied to Brady? Does that ever bother you?
Well, Kyle, you know me well enough, and we've talked enough. You know I don't spend a lot of time thinking about that kind of stuff, and I love Tom to this day. The only thing that does kind of bother me sometimes, though, and this is, you know, just being totally honest, I feel like my career has kind of been treated like a footnote, you know, like it's just a footnote to Tom's career. But I have a piece of trivia for you. How about that?
All right.
My buddy threw this at me the other day. So list of quarterbacks. You got Dan Marino, Fran Tarkenton, John Elway, Warren Moon, Brett Favre, and Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah.
All right. What do those guys have in common? Maybe Joy will know. You got nothing?
All number one picks.
I don't think all of them were. But that's the total list of quarterbacks that had thrown for more yards than I had in the history of the NFL when I retired. You know, and that's all of them. That's everybody, right? And now, obviously, we've all been lapped, now that they're throwing the ball so much. But it's sort of one of those, like, you look at that list, you're like, okay, it's a pretty good list, you know, to be on. And that's all of them, you know, by the time. So, you know, and obviously wish we could, you know, won some more games and so on. But you know, it was a nice career. And that's the only part that ever, if I ever think about it, the only part that bugs me is that I'm kind of just treated like a footnote to Tom's career, which is fine. That's but
well, you made four Pro Bowls. I mean, I remember you in the late 90s. You were considered the big arm. Yeah. You were the big arm. Yeah. I mean, that's what I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was. I mean, and it was. You know, and it was good. So you know me well enough that if I ever do think about it, I just have a glass of Cabernet and then move on.
By the way, it's an interesting game this weekend. I went back and looked at all my NFL predictions this year, and the only surprises, Seattle's way worse than I thought, and Arizona's way better. Everything else is reasonably close. Tennessee's better, but I didn't have them as a bad team. And I looked at Russ, and Russ has gotten – he's very aspirational. He never lost at NC State, never lost at Wisconsin, never lost in Seattle. And he's always talking about, you know, aspirational, want to be Brady. And if they don't win Sunday, they're in fourth place, they're 3-7, and this season is toast. And he was impatient last year, Drew, and they were 12-4, and he was feisty all offseason. You're in the state. It kind of feels like if this goes sideways, there's got to be a big move for Russ, or he's going to be unhappy, one out. I mean, doesn't it feel like to you we're on the precipice of something potentially ugly?
Yeah, it could be, Colin, you know, and then the other thing that's going on with Russ, you know, watching him play this last weekend is I'm not sure he's healthy. You know, he's always been so accurate, and he's missing some throws that he normally wouldn't miss. And so that's part of it. But, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, he was very vocal last season about wanting to move on. And when you decide you're going to be vocal like that, you better win. Otherwise you're going to start looking for places to move you. They're dealing with injuries, dealing with all that kind of stuff, but it's going to be really interesting to see what that turns into if they don't start picking up some wins here late in the season.
By the way, you know who I actually, when I think of the young quarterbacks, you were a lot of Josh Allen, by the way, big kid from the West, smaller program, big arm, big size. You were a pocket guy, but you were athletic. That's who, actually, as I think of the young quarterbacks right now, that was your profile, the golden arm. What do you think of Josh Allen?
I love Josh Allen, you know, and I think he's a perfect fit in Buffalo, too. You know, he's a West Coast kid, but he played his college ball in Wyoming. So he's used to playing in the cold. He seems also, you know, you were talking about McCarthy earlier and how he's developing quarterbacks, and I think you're seeing the same thing happen with Josh Allen in Buffalo. You know, his growth from his rookie year, you know, to where he is now has been tremendous. You know, I've always thought, though, Colin, I mean, if you're going to compare me to one of these guys, in today's game, I've always thought I was kind of more of a Lamar Jackson type. really explosive, dual threat kind of guy. You know, that's really kind of, when I watch him play, I feel like I'm looking in the mirror.
Hey, I got one more thing for you. The worst rule, and I think football does a really good job to constantly change rules. I don't like overtime. But the worst rule easily, I've never met anybody that likes it, and it cost your Cougars a win last week, is when you fumble out of the end zone, the other team gets it. It's insane that you would use it. So if a linebacker pops me and the ball goes out, I lose possession at the half-yard line. How do you change it?
First of all, it's got to change. And I think, you know, I've never had a desire to run for political office, but I may run for political office with this as my entire platform. They have to change this rule. And I'm not going to say it cost the Cougars the win against the Ducks. It probably did. But you can't give them the ball and a 20-yard penalty. You know, that just, you know, and any place else on the field, you fumble, the ball goes out of bounds, you get the ball back. You obviously can't fumble it forward. So I don't know. I mean, give the team the ball back at the 10-yard line. You know, you lose the down, but the ball goes back to the 10, but you get to keep the ball. You know, I mean, I think it's the worst rule in all of sports, and they've got to change it.
Yeah, and by the way, it's too punitive. It would be like getting prison time for jaywalking. Like, you shouldn't be jaywalking, but you shouldn't go behind bars for jaywalking. It is insane that I lose. If you go back to the 20, you're basically at a touchdown range unless you have, like, a superstar quarterback, and then they get the ball. It's a horrible rule. And football generally...
They usually fix this kind of stuff, Colin, but that rule still exists at every level of football. And, you know, so, I mean, you lose the football and get a 20-yard penalty, you know, because you dove for the pylon. And if the ball is out one more inch, it's a touchdown. But if it comes out one inch before the goal line, the other team gets the ball at the 20. You know, so anyway, we got to change it. I think you and I, you can be president, I'll be vice president, and that'll be our entire platform, and we have to change that rule.
Good seeing you, buddy. Double Back Wines, beautiful winery, Walla Walla, Washington. Thanks, Drew.
Cheers, bud.
You bet. Peter King next hour. Blazing 5, top of the hour. I've never met anybody that likes that rule. And the NFL is not baseball. NFL changes things annually. It doesn't.
It's nonsense.
It doesn't. It's too harsh. Remember, a fumble is usually because of a jarring hit. So the defense does a great job. We should acknowledge it's possible. And by the way, in a jammed up area in the red zone, 3-yard line, 2-yard line, it's all jammed up. People are pulling the ball out. It's very congested. Fumbles happen. And what happened years ago, there was something called the fumble rooski by the Raiders, where they shoveled the ball into the end zone and they beat the Chargers, and it's a legendary, Bill King was the announcer for the Raiders. You go to YouTube, it's a legendary call. So the fumble rooski, they're trying to eliminate that, and it's like, okay, a 20-yard penalty is severe. You're out of touchdown range. You have to settle for a field goal.
Things have to make sense.
Because think about it. If you did fumble on purpose at the one, it's because you need a touchdown.
Right.
Right? Like you, if you're doing it on purpose, you're like, a field goal's not good enough. So you're fumbling to get it in there because you have to get a touchdown. So if I take the ball, give it to you, get to keep the ball, but I put you to the 20 or 25, I've taken you out of touchdown range. Go to the 25-yard line.
Right, so you're still in field goal range.
It's because you're only fumbling on purpose if you need a touchdown. You wouldn't fumble on purpose if you could win with a field goal. So just take people out of touchdown range, which... If you lose it down and you go to the 25, unless you got the greatest offense in the world, that's a low percentage score on a touchdown.
We solve a lot of problems on this show.
We do. We're solvers.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yeah, Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
I don't think I've ever had five of five underdogs in my Blazing Five picks. I do this week. I don't think I've ever had that before. Underdogs are having a very good year this year. And I think a lot of it is because the league is smushed in the middle. We don't have a great team. Buffalo lost to Jacksonville. We don't have a lot of completely incompetent teams. Houston's won a game, and Detroit should have. So we're kind of smushed in the middle. And what happens when you're smushed in the middle? Underdogs do well because the perception in the NFL is these teams are elite and these teams are bad, and it's all real close. So it's a very big year for underdogs this year. Favorites are not covering at home. So I have five different underdogs. I went four underdogs last week, and we went 3-1 in our underdogs last week, 4-1 overall. It is interesting on Mike McCarthy that when you look at all, take Belichick out of the equation. Every other coach that we even like, there's something about them that's a knock. Like Ron Rivera, the knock has always been not real creative offensively and not consistent. Like Cam never had a back-to-back winning season. Last year they were really good. This year they were really disappointing. Like, you don't get a lot of consistency. Bruce Arians, very risky, very aggressive, to me, almost a fault. That's why Jameis Winston and Arians were a terrible match. Mike Tomlin, big, great as an underdog coach, wildly effective motivator of men, sometimes they're a little loose on the details. Pete Carroll feels like a totally outdated defensive and offensive scheme. Andy Reid for years. Defenses are okay. Great with quarterbacks. So-so clock management. You take Belichick out. Even the coaches that we really like, guys with Super Bowls, we got a knock on him. The two knocks on McCarthy, he couldn't get along with Aaron Rodgers. Well, this morning, that's not really a knock. And the other one was, and we've seen it again this year, his clock management, you know, he's not an overly creative offensive mind, but he's good at kind of giving that now to Kellen Moore. He's giving it to somebody. So that's something that's adaptable. Like, he's not stubborn. He knows what he is. Like, say, Mac Jones knows what he is, knows what he isn't. McCarthy knows what he's not. He's not an overly creative offensive guy. So he gives it to Kellen Moore. I can laud that. He's not great with clock management. But, folks, if you're winning 61% of your games, you got six division titles. The last time you faced Belichick, you beat him. You got a Super Bowl. You have a winning record. And three quarterbacks, Favre, Aaron, and Dak, all get significantly better their second year with you. You're doing something. Mentoring, coaching, teaching. I don't know what it is, but I think we've lumped him into liability. Maybe he's not that big of a liability. Blazing 5 and Peter King, Hour 2 on a Friday next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.